Hello, this is Ron Horshevsky, the Executive Director of Agility Orthopedics. I'm joined today by Bill Pennington. Bill Pennington is here to talk to us about the run, Walk for the Troops, that's going to be taking place in Andover on April 1st, 2012. It starts at 9 a.m. So just to give you a little information on Bill, he has run the Boston Marathon well over 20 times. He's been the founding organizer of the Thanksgiving Feaster 5 in Andover. His family has 7 veterans, and he takes a lot of pride in honoring their service and the service of others. So, Bill, can you tell me a little bit about the run walk event that you're coordinating?
Yeah, this year will be our second year, and our goal is to double the amount of entries, double the amount of money we raised, and more importantly than anything else, really double the focus and get people aware of the cause, and to really have them understanding what a great sacrifice all these soldiers have done for our country to give us the opportunity to participate in an event like this. And, you know, these guys fight for those simple freedoms as well as the most important freedom, which is the freedom to vote. So, you know, these guys have, you know, laid their lives on the line and lost limbs and arms and ability to function as you and I can for that right of freedom. And it's something that shouldn't be taken for granted. So, you know, the greatest thing we have going for us is the cause. And believe me, the cause is all we need here.
Yeah.
You know, the distance is 3 miles. April 1st isn't a great day. It's, you know, a lot of people will probably remember because it's April Fool's. But the cause is what really drives us. And the people feel good about whether or not they walk, they run, they crawl. They can do whatever they want. They can bring their dogs, you know, the baby carriages. We don't care. The emphasis that I stress to my volunteers, and you've been so supportive, that we keep the focus on the troops. And I firmly believe that if you do that, almost in any event, the cause, if you focus on what your mission statement is, you don't get carried away with how many runners or the amount of money raised. If you focus on that cause first, if that's the priority, everything else will fall into place. And I think we've been successful doing that. And like I told people last year, we had Joe and Debbie Smith up, and to see the expression, the amount of gratitude that was just very clear on their faces. If we raised no money, it would have been worth it. Last year we raised $30,000, which helped defray the cost of Joe and Debbie's house, which they finally got to move in. You know, Joey being the prankster was just perfect timing in some ways because it was the day before Halloween. And I'm sure he had a blast. And to see the joy that Joe and Debbie have now of moving into the house and having that sense of freedom and the dignity. And, you know, and the freedom, you know, they fought for it. But when you're confined to a wheelchair, you know, somewhat of your freedom is taken away. But now he can go in and take a shower by himself. He can maintain his dignity. And because you have to remember, these guys were fiercely independent. You know, they could go out on missions in the middle of the night and very, you know, stressful and dangerous situations, and for them not to even be able to take a shower or get dressed is just something they just could never comprehend. So to have that ability to do that stuff without assistance is just so meaningful for them. I mean, a lot of these guys will, not only do they suffer from, you know, lack of mobility, but, you know, depression sometimes sets in too a lot with these guys because they...
Sure.
You know, a lot what they've been used to has been taken away. So we try to restore that by building these houses. You know, the register, to make sure we cover that. We have a website. You can actually see pictures from the year before. And you can, the registration is Run for the Troops 5K. And you can register online. You can see the photos. And we think it's going to be a tremendous event. So,
well, I can say for somebody who participated in it last year that it is an incredible cause. It's a very moving event. It's one of those things that just sticks with you for a long time after you participate in it.
Yeah, it truly does. And people come up to me all the time and say exactly what you just said. And also, you know, the soldiers and the troops. And not only is this for the soldiers who suffered injuries, but it also helps those people who may seem like they were forgotten at one time. You know, the Vietnam vet, the person who there's no parade for, who just come home, in some ways grateful they come home with all their body parts, but still they went through a pretty dramatic experience. You know, war is not a pretty pleasant thing, and you have those memories. And for them to see the support that the Merrimack Valley has, and hopefully throughout Massachusetts, you know, hopefully we'll get people from all over New England this year, means a lot to them. And mm-hmm. and it also helps boost the spirits of people that are over there now. You know, mother came up to me and said, you know, my son's over in Afghanistan right now, and I'm sure this will boost his spirits. Mm-hmm. And it may boost his spirits to the point that he may be a little bit more alert than he was the day before. And, you know, maybe he's in a situation where being a little bit more alert may have saved him, you know, from an injury or even, you know, being killed. It benefits a tremendous wide range of people. And I think people in America want to support the troops. I mean, there's no doubt that, and they feel good, mm-hmm. you know. So I think you help yourself when you come to an event like this. And mm-hmm. we're trying to maintain the quality we're giving out. We've already ordered 1,500 tech shirts of extremely high quality. We're giving out finishing medals to everyone who finishes. We expect, you know, a crowd somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000, and but we will never lose the focus on the troops. We're trying very hard to get a lot of people that are active and retired there, and also people that houses have already been built here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Josh Bouchard is presently down at Walter Reed Hospital now, trying to recover from his injuries. We're going to do our best to get him up here, but he may not be able to because he's still, you know, has some injuries that he has to heal from, so he may not be able to travel.
So the Homes for Our Troops is the organization that this race slash walk is raising money for. Homes for Our Troops. Okay. It's going to help build a home for Joshua Bouchard. Is that correct?
Yeah, we work it out with the. It's a national organization which is based down in Taunton, mm-hmm. and they allow us to focus on one house because it's so important. You know, there's a lot of charities out there where if you donate, you know it's going to a great cause, but you don't know exactly where. And that's why we feel it's so important to bring the people who have received homes to the event. Yeah. It's good for them, and it's good for you to see and meet the cause. And so we're doing our best to have Josh come up. Also extended invitations to other people. And we even may have Joe and Debbie Smith up again, because they're just tremendous ambassadors of what we're trying to do here. And they love coming, and they have such a great time. So we know they have the date saved. We're just trying to work it out. We have tremendous sponsorship, like people like yourself and Century Bank and Massachusetts School of Law, that all of the entry fees will go directly. You know, there's no cost because it's all been covered by Agility Orthopedics and, you know, mm-hmm. other sponsors. You know, so the great thing is that their $25 donation or their $20 donation or any donation they make, it all goes to Homes for Our Troops, and it really makes me feel good too. So yeah. I enjoy doing it. It's kind of a serious hobby, and I have probably the best committee of any race event in the country. I have 8 race directors. I got Dave McGilvery helping me. Mm-hmm. In fact, we actually have the same starter for the Boston Marathon at Homes for Our Troops as like the Boston Marathon. Chris Lane's coming up, and yeah, you know, sure, it's their profession to help put on these events, but I think Chris would come up anyway. And you know, we have people that are pros at putting on events that come up and help out. We have John Nixon coming down, who raises money for Race for the Fallen, which is a race to honor those who have unfortunately died up in Maine. And he puts on this now a 58-mile run, and he comes up, and all he's responsible for was setting up the course. So to have a race director, you know, of his caliber just coming down and help, but I have 8 of those, you know, John Nixon's helping out.
I have to say it's the smoothest running event that I've ever participated in. And one of the things that really struck me, that 2 of my children ran the race with me, it was the fact that we're running up a hill during the race, and there was a I don't know if it's a platoon or squadrons of a dozen full gear veterans running up the hill right next to us.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. That's about the only time I really lost it emotionally, when I saw those kids coming up from, they came up from BU. There was an ROTC group, mm-hmm. and they were dressed in full fatigues and the whole thing. Yeah, they're coming up again. And
that's great.
Yeah, that we're really impressive. Trying to reach out to the active and retired military to see how many people we can get. And we have special awards for them. And yeah, that's a neat thing. Tom Fleming, a local policeman, does a lot of that work, and we'll have bagpipes there, and you know, the color guard there, and we're really putting emphasis on a lot more in American flags that will be throughout the race course. Things look pretty good. We're also having a dinner the night before. If you go to the website, there'll be dinner information there. It's the night before. It'll be extremely patriotic. We have this great band called Bliss coming down. Actually, the violinist is a tremendous violinist. She's actually played in Carnegie Hall, Kathy O'Brien now, but she made the Olympics in 1988 and 1992 in the marathon, so it's kind of a neat connection. She's an old friend of mine when I was a lot faster. But Yeah, so, and we'll have some fun and games at the dinner too, a lot of laughter and some great silent auction items, and Dr. Baker's speaking from Agility Orthopedics, and that really is going to be like the focus, because he's served in these wars, mm-hmm. and he's seen it, he's served in these hospitals, so he knows firsthand, because we can never, you know, we may have the Blues Brothers and Elvis there, but we can never forget the sacrifices that they've made. And I think Dr. Baker is a tremendous fit for this event because of he's seen it firsthand.
He really has. You know, he was the chief of surgery in Iraq for a little while, and this event means a lot to him. I know he's training for the run already, as are many of us. But this is what I want to do. I want our listeners to know that they can go to runforthetroops5k.com to register for this important event. It's taking place on April 1st, 2012. It starts at 9 a.m. Come a little bit early so you can meet some people and get the full experience.
And although the website says Run for the Troops, actually anyone can come. We'll probably have more walkers than runners this year.
Run, walk, because bring your dog.
Yeah, bring your dog, you know, your baby carriage or whatever
just
you
support.
Need.
Just support. Yeah. We just need the support for Marine Sergeant Joshua Burchard and his family. And it promises to be a very meaningful and positive experience. So, Bill, I want to thank you for the work that you do in organizing events like this. They impact a lot of people, and it's really a wonderful thing that you do. And we're looking forward to having our agility team there running, and hopefully a bunch of other people will be there. I'm sure they will. How many people there last year? Like 1,500?
Well, we had 1,200 last year. We're pretty confident due to the, you know, the growth and the people coming back and just the word of mouth, what a great event and what a great cause it is, that you know, we should approach between around 2,500, I think, is a realistic number. I'm pretty confident in that. We have a lot of people doing marketing on their own. They're signing up as teams. Like you'll have a team there. Yang Fitness up in Andover is challenging all the fitness clubs around in the area. I just met with 3 realtors this afternoon. They're doing the same thing,
nice.
Challenge other realtors to get their teams. A lot of these companies, they kind of look for team-building events to do. You know, get
sure.
your organization together, you know, outside the office and have a good time. And I think this is a perfect fit for a business to do something like that. It's a meaningful thing. It's for a great cause. People will feel good out in fresh air, and hopefully the winter continues like it's been, so it's not too bad.
Hmm.
But it's just, I think it's a great fit for any business or any organization to bring a whole gang there and just have a good time and you know, and show some respect and thankfulness for the troops. So that's what we're trying to do.
Great. Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming here today to talk to us about it. And I'm sure that it's going to be a successful event.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.